Save Davis, Parashas Palescha. Good morning. I must thank Menachem David for asking me to continue. This is Inyonim and Halochas selected in the Inyon of Nesias Kapayim. As I've mentioned before, we're learning this on our Wednesday night Shir, Baruch Hashem. So I decided to talk about this at Mafsik Adas as well. And I see that one of my Shir members is here, but don't worry, most of what we're going to say today will be completely new. Most of it. However, just to prove the exception proves the rule, the first thing we're going to learn together in Mi'at Hashem is something we've learnt when I spoke last time, a couple of weeks back. Just a word about the sort of the subtitle I put on the sheet, The Majesty of Birkas Kohanim. I've got several machshavos why I describe it as the Majesty of Birkas Kohanim. The first thing is that having gone deeper and deeper into this subject, although I'm sure I'm still only scraping the surface, one sees the true majesty of what Birkas Kohanim is all about, which we mentioned a bit last time, and Mi'at Hashem will try and explore a little bit more this time as well. No coincidence, of course, that we've just had Shavuos, and the words, all the phrases to do with Shavuos are still hopefully ringing in our ears, and will be for a long time. Amleches Kohanim. And last week's Parsha was Duchening as well, so all these is in Yon HaDiyomo. So the first point I'd like to go over, which we have discussed before last time, but I think it's so important, so fundamental, that it's kedai to repeat it every time, certainly a second time. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'ave lebirkas nesias kapayim lebirkas kohanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu longs for and desires. So, first quote here is from the Oruch HaShulchan, and he quotes from the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Minayin shehakodesh baruch hu mis'ava lebirkas kohanim." How do we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu longs for birkas kohanim? Shenema, as the Pasuk says, "V'somu eshmiyah b'nei Yisrael, v'ani avorachem." HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands the kohanim to place his name, says, "Put my name on b'nei Yisrael, give them my bracha, v'ani avorachem, and I will give them my bracha." From which the Gemara, Rabbi Shubha Levi, understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu is longing for this to occur. Shari Tola HaKosov HaDovo Behen Li Yos Brochozu Sima Shema Lamoi. Okay, as we learned last time, that the Posuk makes the whole Inyan dependent on the fact that the Kohanim give the Brocho. V'lo Asor, says Rashi, L'Tzerich Yisrael L'Tzerich HaMokam. Extraordinary words. It's Kiv Yochol, it's not for our needs, it's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's needs. So this is really a few words which require probably many hours of thought and discussion, but perhaps we'll just say a little bit about it. And that is as follows, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Klal Yisrael with Birkas Kohanim, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give the bracha. We'll see later on why it goes through the Kohanim and not direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll see that later, Mi'at Hashem. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this mechanism to be in place in order that there should be an increase of shalom and avon and achdus in Klal Yisrael. And that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, as it were, misaveh for, his longing for. And when his rotzon in this way is fulfilled, as we said last time, that no greater nachas for a parent to see that his children not only are going in the right derech, but are b'shalom with each other, then that is fulfillment of the greatest desire of any parent and of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to see peace amongst Klal Yisrael when his rotzon is done through Birkas Kohanim. Birkas Kohanim has a lot to do with peace and with love, as we will see later on in Mi'at Hashem. Then we mentioned also the V'ani Avorachem, it says in the Pasuk, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, give the bracha, V'ani Avorachem, and I will give them a bracha. So who does this refer to? It's Machlokes Tanoim, as we mentioned, Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Rabbi Shmuel says, well, here in the Pesukim we learn that the Kohanim give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. But what about the Kohanim? Who gives them a bracha? Says the Kodesh Baruch Ani Avorachem, I will give them. If they give the bracha to Klal Yisrael, I will give them a bracha. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you don't need the Pasuk to tell you that, because Avraham Avinu was already given the promise, Vavorachom Avorachecha, I will give a bracha to those who give you a bracha. So automatically the Kohanim who are coming to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael already get a bracha. So Rabbi Akiva says, "Vaniyah Baruchem Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, I will be maskim to the bracha the Kohanim give. In other words, Kohanim give the bracha, but I will give the I will actually be the one giving the bracha. They are giving it in my name and because I have commanded it, and through that I will give the bracha to Klal Yisrael." And we also mentioned that according to Rabbi Akiva, it comes out actually greater, because "Vaniyah Baruchem" means Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "I will give the bracha," and he doesn't need to give the bracha Kohanim from those words, because Vavorachom Uvarachecha, and as we mentioned last time, this means HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will give a bracha to those who give you a bracha. It means Hashem's bracha comes first. As soon as Kohanim are ready to give the bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says they already get the bracha themselves. And that is Mechazik, the Kohanim, and the bracha that they can subsequently give to Klal Yisrael. Therefore, that's much greater. Okay, this is all Chazora, but I felt it just skedai to go over it again. Okay, now, so new material for today, and it's new for me as well, not something we've discussed in my share. And Menachem David was mazaking me with a lot of research, Baruch Hashem, a lot of learning to try and put this together. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the Kohanim get a bracha. Of course, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives it. Either way, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives it. It depends where you learn it from. That's the difference. Oh, so sorry, it's a repetition of last time, so we must carry on because we have limited time. I was going to say I can stay as long as you like, but I can't, because I've also got to go to work later. Okay, so historical origins of Birkas Kohanim. Now, I know that sounds like a bit of an interesting title, because the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Aaron to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael, Kos Vorachis Bnei Yisrael. So what do we mean, the historical origins of Birkas Kohanim? So if we go back in time to Avraham Avinu, again, same as we said before, Vavorachom Avarachecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in Lech Lecha to Avraham Avinu, I will give a bracha to those who give you a bracha, and the converse as well, etc. Targum Yonason on that pasuk I've printed here says, "Va'avorech yas kanayot defasin yedehem bitzloim b'vorchin yas benoch." A Moedik Targum Yonason, who says that this refers to Birkas Kohanim. So we already see here, needs explanation still, but we already see here a link between HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving bracha to Avraham Avinu and translating down the Doras to Birkas Kohanim.
It doesn't add something extra. It says the head of the hand.
Yes, when the Kohanim spread the hand, which is... It also mentions... Yes, that's absolutely right. And it also adds in the fact it's talking about the Kohanim as well, which is also not in the Pasuk. The Kohanim, this is a Pasuk to Avraham Avinu. Yes. So, the Medrash Tanchuma is one of many Makoros where the same idea is expressed. It's in Medrash Rabbah as well, and other places as well. Medrash Tanchuma was easy to quote, and it says it nicely and sweetly as follows. If you look at the end of the first line on this in this box, Medrash Tanchuma, Kosavorachu. Omar, this is based in Parshas Noso on the words preceding Birkas Kohanim, Kosavorachu es Bnei Yisrael. So what's Kosavorachu? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the past, I had to give the bracha to my creations, to my creatures. I gave bracha to Adam and Chava, Shenema, Vayivachas Amalekim. Kodesh Baruch himself gave the bracha. Hashem says, I gave the bracha to Nach and his sons when they came out of the table. I gave the bracha to Avraham. As it says, Avraham HaKadosh Baruch Hu now says to Avraham, "Mikan ve'elach hari habrochos musuros loch." The brochos are now handed over to you. I'm putting you in charge of giving out the brochos. Shenema, as the pasuk says, "Vehiye brocha." Pasuk in Lech Lecha, you will be the brocha. In other words, you will be the one who will be in charge of giving out the brochos on my behalf, says Hashem. Stop and pause for a minute. It's a tremendous acharias. You give a job to somebody to do. You've got to make sure that you can rely on them faithfully to do that job. And this is not a one-off shlichus, this is for all times. So obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew who Avraham Avinu was, and that gives us an indication of how trusted Avraham Avinu was in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how beloved he was. The Medrash goes on to say like this, Avram was now given the charge of saying the brachos over. And he gave birth to two sons, as we know, Yishmael and Yitzchak. V'lo berachon, but he didn't give them brachos. He didn't do the shlichus which Hashem had given him. It didn't mean he had to give the brachos, it means it was up to him. He decided not to. Marshal Mordov Adoyme, what's this compared to? The Melech Shoyelo Pardes in the Sonel Oris. A king had a Pardes and he handed it over to somebody to work there, sharecropper. Okay, I'll perhaps just free translate without reading the words to save a bit of time. And inside the Pardes, there was a tree of Samachayim V'chulu. The full Medrash says there were two trees next to each other, almost interwoven with each other, a tree of Samachayim and a tree of Samamovis, a tree of life and a tree of death. And he didn't know what to do. If I water one, I'm watering the other. I water the good one, I'm watering the bad one. If I starve the bad one, I'm starving the good one. I don't know what to do. So he decided, I'll pull out of this one and let the owner do what he wants with it. So this was Avram Avinu's svara. He didn't want to give brachos to his sons because he didn't want to give a brachos to Yishmael. V'Yitzchak, however, Beiraches Yaakov, he did give a brachos to Yaakov. V'Yaakov, because the brachos were handed down from Avram to Yitzchak, to be able to give those brachos. V'Yitzchak berach l'shneimos shvatim. He gave the brachos to the 12 shvatim, as it says, kol ele shifte Yisrael shneimos. So Yaakov gave, as it says, the 12 shvatim, v'zeus ashe debelohem, etc. So, but mikan ve'elach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, what about now? The shvatim, the sons of the shvatim, Klal Yisrael is increasing. We need a special body of people within Klal Yisrael to be delegated with this achrayas. He says, from now on, the Kohanim will be the ones to give the bracha to Klal Yisrael. So here, from this Medrash, we see that the Birkas Kohanim actually traces right back to the brachos HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham Avinu and to that responsibility he gave to Avraham Avinu for giving over the brachos. This is where Birkas Kohanim actually stems from originally. Sorry? I don't think it makes a difference either way. Anyway, but the brachos are musur chlach either way. The Kohanim have the delegated responsibility to give the brachos. Whether it means they give the brachos and Hashem gives them a bracha, whether it means they are the conduit for Hashem's bracha, it's all the same thing. It's all the same thing. Okay. So, next point is point three. Now, I've entitled the Shinner comes to Beit Shas, comes to give us the brachos. When it comes to Birkas Kohanim, now Birkas Kohanim, we know, was, the real big, exciting Birkas Kohanim was in the Beis HaMikdosh, where the Shinner was there. The real Issa on looking at Kohanim during the Duchening, because the Shinner was there. Shinner came and they benched with the Shem HaMafeirosh. That was the Birkas Kohanim. What we have nowadays is also a choshev, it's a mitzvah sasei min ha-Torah, because it's not the same as was in the Beis HaMikdosh. But in fact, as many sforim write, it's really the last remnant of the avod of the Beis HaMikdosh that we still have nowadays, kivyochol. Although it's not exactly the same as it was, but it's like a remnant of that. So it's very precious. But here, we have a medrash which tells us something quite remarkable. And it's based on a pasuk in Shir. They said the Shem HaMafarish, apparently, yes. Yes. Apparently, according to the Sforim, yeah, for sure. Yes, that's right. So, there's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which is our starting point here. Doime Dodi Litzvi, Kodesh Baruch Hu is compared to a Tzvi, either a deer or a young goat, or a young ram, rather. Hine Yizeh Oimed Achas Koslenu, standing behind our walls, Mashgiach Min Achaloinos, looking in through the windows, mitzitz menacharakim, peeking in through the cracks. There's a medrash rabba in Parshas Noso on this posuk which darshens it in many different ways, and we just picked one of them because it's the relevant one for us. Dova acher, as follows. Dome dodi litzvi, what does this mean? Matzvi azeh, just as a deer jumps around from place to place, from fenced area to fenced area, or over fences, tree to tree, sukkah to sukkah, it jumps around, doesn't stay still, jumps from one place to the other. So this is the comparison we're making. Similarly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, medalega makapetz miknesezu leknesezu. He jumps from one shul to the other, kivyochol, kol kach lomo, why is this so? And here we're talking about the shuls, we're not talking about the Beis HaMikdosh, we're talking about our shuls and Batei Medrash. This is meridik. Kol kach lomo, why is this? Why so much? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this? B'shvil l'varech Yisrael. purely and simply to give a bracha to us, to Klal Yisrael, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Shemos, B'chol HaMokem Asher Aski Reshmi V'goyme. As you probably are aware, this Medrash actually disagrees with the Gemara in Soto, because the Gemara in Soto says that Pasuk applies davka to the Beis HaMikdosh, to teach us that the Shem HaMoferish could only be used in the Beis HaMikdosh, but this Medrash learns from this Pasuk that B'chol Mokom, everywhere where there's a mention of Hashem's name, V'somu Eshmi Al B'nei Yisrael, V'ani Avorachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes, the Shekhinah comes himself. And the Medrash carries on, but is this chus? In which chus is this? The chus of Avram Avinu. Because by Avram Avinu, because in the Duchening it says Koy Savoruchu, by Avram Avinu it says Koy Yezarecho. So the Medrash ties up the Koy and the Koy to make a link again between Avram Avinu, the brochus to Avram Avinu, and the brochus in the Beis HaMikdosh, and the brochus in every shul with Birkas Kahanim of Koy Savoruchu Es B'nei Yisrael. So we see from this Medrash, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah comes specially for Birkas Kahanim in order to give us our brochus. And the Eitz Yosef on the second page here says as follows. It's the end of the first line of this print here. Medalegu mekapet. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, as it were, jumps around from shul to shul. Mekneses zu v'chulu. B'shvil levarich is Yisrael, to give a bracha to Yisrael. Kloima. Mekabetz kol hazechuyos v'amasim tovim limudat Torah. Hashem comes to the shul and he gathers together all the zechuyos, all the good deeds, all the limudat Torah, the tefillos in every single shul, in order, kedei levorchon b'schus, said that in the merit of all those, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give a bracha to those who are there. Mishum shabotik nesis abotim drashos choviv laKadosh Baruch Hu ma'od. Shuls and bati medrash are extremely precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu only has in his world, as the Gemara says, el adala dama shalocha b'vad. So the shuls and bati medrash are absolute precious places to Hashem. They're full of mitzvahs. Aboisai. Yidden come together to daven, Yidden come together to learn for a shir. How precious is this to Hashem? And Kodesh Baruch Hu surely gives a bracha to all Klal Yisrael who are involved in such things. And therefore he comes to the shuls, especially at the time of Duchening, especially to give his bracha. Now I'm waiting for someone to ask me, because I had a kasha here. We say wherever there's a minyan, the Shekhinah comes as well. So why, once there's a minyan anyway, the Shekhinah's there anyway. So what does it mean? The Shekhinah comes specially for this. So it must mean an extra dimension of bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there specially for Birkas Kahanim. All right, these are very lofty matters which I really haven't got much idea about, but let's take it at face value if we may, and we'll carry on. The continuation of the Medrash also applies to Birkas Kahanim. And we'll just look at the words and translate freely as we go through. The Pasuk says, Hine ze oimed acha koslenu, Hashem is standing as it were behind our walls. This means the shuls and bate medrash. Pasuk says, Mashkiach min achalonos, looking through the windows. Means that at the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Aaron and his sons, Kosev Baruch Es B'nei Yisrael, give the bracha. So Yisrael complained, and they said, Rebbein Shalolom, you're telling the Kahanim they should give us a bracha. We don't need it. We want your brachas. We want it direct from you. And that we should be directly blessed from your mouth. As it says in the Pasuk, Hashkifo Memoin Kod Shechom in Hashemayim, in Kisovo, that we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, after bringing the Bikurim, we say, please look down from Shemayim and give the bracha to Klal Yisrael. So this is a time of Klal Yisrael. We don't want the Kahanim in the way. We want direct. Cut out the middleman. Kodesh Baruch Hu says to them, even though I've told the Kahanim that they will be the ones to give you the bracha, and we'll learn later in Yetz Hashem exactly why that is. But for now, we just accept that's how it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will be there, and I will give you the bracha as well. Okay, like Rabbi Akiva, but also not austere to Rabbi Shmuel either. Therefore, the Kahanim spread out their hands to say the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind us. And this is what's meant. It's a misprint there. It's Mashgiach min achalonos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking through the windows, means behind the Kahanim, looking down to give his bracha. Mibein kisfeim shal Kahanim, the windows refers to between the shoulders of the Kahanim. Umeitit min acharakim, he peers through the cracks. This means between the fingers of the Kahanim. And Ono Doidi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds and says, V'ani avorachem, I will give him the bracha. This is what Hashem responds to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael says, Hashem, we want it direct from you. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I will be there and I will give you the bracha. But for reasons we'll see later, Miyas Hashem says, do it through the Kahanim. Just by the way, Meitzit Menacharakim, is darshaned, hey charakim, this is the reason the kohanim hold their fingers in the position they do, which the Zohar is not meant to do, but there are five gaps between their fingers, and that's hey charakim, ha-charakim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu peers through the five cracks of the kohanim's fingers at the time of Birkas Kohanim.
Is this the first time the hands are mentioned?
I'm not sure what the question is.
No, the first time they talk about hands. Till now it's like being with nothing, and now it's talking about your hands.
Yeah, the hand. We learn the Siyas Kapayim actually in Shemini, because it says when Aaron came down from doing the various korbanos, v'yisa Aaron yodo. Yes, there. That's where we learn out that it's with Nesias Adayim. But thank you for pointing it out. So, now, the question is, okay, so Kodesh Baruch Hu says, for reasons we haven't got into yet, I want the brachas to be in the responsibility of a part of Klal Yisrael. Originally it was through Avram, through the Ovos, Yitzchak and Yaakov. Now it's got to go through the Kohanim. But why the Kohanim have been chosen? Why? So, I looked around and I put together three inyonim, which seem to be relevant, says in various sforim. It's because of the midah of Shalom, Aaron HaKohen, the midah of Shalom, the midah of Ava, and Dveikus Ba'Hashem. So one at a time. First of all, the Mishnah in Avos, everybody knows it, Hillel v'Shamai, Kiblu Mehem, they were Mekabo from Shammai and Avtalion, and Hillel Omer, Hevi mitalmud of Shel Aaron, you should be like the Talmud of Aaron, Oyev Shalom, V'Roidev Shalom, Oyev Asabrius, Mekovon LaTorah. Oyev Shalom, Aaron HaKohen was an Oyev Shalom. He is the symbol, the semel of Shalom in Klal Yisrael, the ultimate peacemaker between different people. So, there's a Mishnah, everybody knows, at the very end of Shas, the last Mishnah, the last part of the last Mishnah in Uktzin, and it says, it's printed here, Amar Rabbi Shimon Chalafta, L'mot HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Brochel Yisrael El HaShalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could find no better kli, or no other kli, to contain brachas than Shalom. Shenema Hashem oiz lama yiten Hashem yivarech esamoy v'shalom. Hashem gives the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and through the Torah come all the brachas, but we need a kli to be machzik the brachas. Chas v'shalom, there's no Shalom, brachas don't help, people fight, people argue, there's no Shalom, there's no brachas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could find no better kli and no more essential kli than Shalom to keep things going correctly. So we see that Shalom is so essential in everything, and therefore it shouldn't surprise us that Aaron HaKohen, whose midah was Shalom, was chosen, that he and his descendants would be the ones to bring the brachos. There's a beautiful long Tosfos Yontif on this part of the Mishnah, which I printed in full, but it's too long to go through now. Printed it in case anybody wants to look at it afterwards. But I put in bold print in the middle the points that concern us immediately now. He talks about the fact that Shalom is how everything should be concluded. Every chasimo, every finishing off, should be with Shalom. He says, like the Anshei Knesset HaGedolo were Masadeh Adavening, Dashmoneh Esrei, the last bracha, is Sim Shalom. It's Shalom right. This is the bracha of Shalom. Hamavarech Esamay Yisrael Ba'Shalom. Therefore, just like the Avodah, which is in place of Tefillah, finishes with Shalom. Similarly, the Torah finishes with Shalom, and this Mishnah is the concluding part of the Torah Sheba'al Peh, finishes with Shalom. He says similarly, and now this is coming on to our subject matter, in the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Klal Yisrael to have a bracha through the Kohanim. It finishes off with Shalom. The last word of Birkas Kohanim is Yosem Lecha Shalom. It also concludes with Shalom, because everything should conclude with Shalom. And you'll find, he says also, here now we're diverting a little bit, but it's so interesting, it's kedai to see. You'll find that the chasimo is me'ein pesicha, means the way it finishes is linked somehow to the way it started. What does it mean? Because the beginning of the Torah Sheba Al Peh, first Mishnah in Brochus, me'ein mesai kerenes Shema ba'arvis. What's the time for Kriya Shema Al Arvis? And the Mishnah doesn't say Tesa Kechovim. The Mishnah starts talking about Kohanim. So the Tosfos Yom Tov explains that the Mishnah is here bringing in the Kohanim at the beginning to tie in with the Kohanim at the end. The Shalom, everything finishes with Shalom, just like the Birkas Kohanim finishes with Shalom as well. So the Chasimos Ka'en Pesicho. Okay, and there's Hemshech, there's more there, but don't think we have time for that now. So we'll move on to the next page. And the next mid of Aaron HaKohen, which makes him the ideal candidate for Birkas Kohanim. So we've mentioned Shalom, mid of Shalom. Now the mid of Ahava, as the Mishnah says, Oyeves Habrios Mekov HaTorah. Aaron HaKohen had a tremendous love for every single Yid, every single person he loved. And Ahavas Yisrael, we know, is a prerequisite. If you want to bring Shalom, it's no good being just a diplomatic ambassador. If you don't really care about people, it's not very effective when it comes to people's feelings and emotions. We know that great Rebbes had a tremendous Ahavas Yisrael for every single Yid, whoever came to them, whatever his credentials might have been, had tremendous love for every single Yid and great Tzaddikim as well, which is something we should be aware of and try and aspire to. And Aaron HaKohen had this tremendous Ahava as well, as that Mishnah says, Oyves Habrios. And the Oruch HaShulchan, in this connection, he says, this is why we say the word Ahava. The Kohanim say the word Ahava when they say the Brocha on the mitzvah of Duchening. They say, Ashei Kedishonu B'Kedusha Soshel Aaron, V'tzivonu Lo Voreches Amo Yisrael Ba'Ahava. This is a very unusual Brocha. And the word Ahava, it comes from the Gemara in Sota, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. He explains that he always made this bracha before duchening, and that's where it comes from. The Kohanim always say the word Ahava in the bracha. And the Aruch HaShulchan explains, quoting the Zohar, why this is so important. And the Zohar Kodosh here in the bold letter says, Kol Kohen Delo Rochim La'amo. Any Kohen who doesn't love his people, doesn't love Yidden, Allah Yidden, or Amo Delo Rochim La'amo, or the people don't love that Kohen, Lo Yisos Kapov. He's not allowed to duchen. Love is an essential ingredient for the duchening, for a brocha to flow from one to the other, to be the conduit, the shvil of the brocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. And to be able to be mekabelit, there has to be love between Kohanim and Klal Yisrael. The evening I learnt this at home, I saw this, Aruch HaShulchan, and I went straight off to Mariv in my shul, and I just arrived in the car park, and there was an older person, a Kohen, who was standing by the door, and he saw me from quite a few yards away, and he stood there and held the door for me till I came right in. So I said, I've just been learning about how much the Kohanim have to love Klal Yisrael in order to give the bracha. So I see you do. He says, of course I do. Of course I love you all. Fine.
That's why a Kohen who kills somebody can't duchen.
Yeah, the reason a Kohen who killed somebody can't duchen is because of the posuk. Okay, all right. That's a different subject. It's a good ha'ora, for sure, but it's actually a different point. So let's try and stick with this, okay, if you don't mind. Okay. Lefize Yekabel HaKohen says, Aruch HaShulchan, because of this, a Kohen should be Mekabel Ba'es Maisa at the time when he's coming to do the mitzvah of Duchening. He should be Mekabel Lehovas HaTzibol, that he loves the Tzibol, he loves every single person in this shul. But don't worry, we have to do it as well. V'chein HaTzibol Lehovas HaKohen, we have to love the Kohanim. We have to put aside any personal grudges, Chalila, I'm sure we don't have, but in case somebody would, by chance, have any personal grudge, anything at all, they have to say, this is unimportant. The bigger issue is Birkas Kohanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give the bracha, his misaveh to give this bracha, and I'm going to have my little silly pet Hertz standing in the way of that. Chas v'shalom. Nobody should have such a thing standing in the way of it. At any time, avada, not this time. So that's the second midah, the midah of Ahava, which is so essential for Birkas Kohanim to work. And the third midah I've entitled Devekus Vashem, to be Dovok Vashem. And this is based on the Chinuch. The Sefer Chinuch in Mitzvah Birkas Kohanim says as follows. The Kohanim are commanded to be Mavarech Yisrael every day. As we know, in Chutz Laaretz, unfortunately, we don't have it every day for reasons we know. As the Pasuk says, Kos Vorches B'nei Yisrael Amo Elohim. So the Chinuch, as usual, says, Mishor Shei HaMitzvah, from amongst the roots or underlying reasons of this mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his great goodness, wants to give a bracha to his people through the Mesharsim Hachonim Tomid Beveis Hashem, the times of the Beis HaMikdosh, they lived their lives in the Beis HaMikdosh. All their machshava was dovok in the Avodah of Hashem. For any Kohen, he wasn't interested in other things. It was, when is my turn? When am I going to do the Korbonos? When am I going to do the Avodah? That was his life. He was dovok in the Avodah of Hashem. V'nafshom kushro b'yiroso kol hayom. Their nefesh is kosher in Yirah Shemayim kol hayom. And therefore, in their zechus, the bracha would come to Klal Yisrael. That's how the Chinuch explains it, why Kohanim are chosen, because of their devekus to Hashem. And v'yisborchu kol ma'aseim, all their ma'asim will have a bracha, and the Naam of Hashem will be on Klal Yisrael. He says, and don't be surprised to say, this reminds us of the Medrash earlier on, if Hashem wants to give us a bracha, He give it directly. Why does He have to go through the Kohanim? You don't need Birchas Kohanim. Why should you need it? He says, I've already explained many times that through the Kayach of Hechshem Asenu, Tochol HaBrocha Olenu, through our good, fit, masim deeds, the Brocha will come on us, will be worthy of the Brocha. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu's hand is open to anybody who asks through the right way and is Muchen to be Mekabel the Tov in the right way. And therefore, when Hashem chose us from all the other nations of the world, and He wants us to be Zeiche in His goodness, He has warned us and commanded us to make good our deeds, and to make good our bodies with His mitzvahs, and that we should be deserving of all the good that Hashem wants to give to us. And He's also commanded us in His great goodness that we should ask from Him for the bracha through the Meshorasim HaTahorim. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to ask the Kohanim for the bracha, to want it from the Kohanim. Ki kol zeh yeh zechus al nafshu yisenu. This is a zechus for us. And perhaps this is, maybe, I'm not sure, maybe this is the key to it, that we wanting the bracha from the Kohanim, like we said before, that's a nachas ruach to Hashem, that this shalom between Yidden, we want the Kohanim to give Hashem's bracha. We say, yeah, we could want it direct from Hashem, and in a way we do. But Hashem says, I want you to have it from the Kohanim. We say, yes, please, let's have it from the Kohanim. So we are increasing as a chusim, ben olam l'chaveiru, and our worthiness, along the lines of Ava and Shon that we mentioned before, this is being increased, and therefore that makes us worthy of having this bracha. Mitrech kach nizke betuvo, we should be zeche to the goodness of Hashem. Okay, now we turn to a different point, which I've entitled the power of Birkas Kohanim. Birkas Kohanim is a beautiful thing. It gives us brochas. It's also got tremendous kirch as well. The Pirish Ian HaTfilah in the Siddur Otz HaTfilos, you can see this is an interesting copy here that we can follow through. We'll see what he says. On the second line, it says, this is the Pirish on... we're on page 3 at the moment, just before halfway down. Right, page 3, item number 5. Thank you. And this is Pirush from Ian Tfilah in the Siddur Otz HaTfilos on what we say in Chutz La'aretz on Yom Tov Musaf just prior to the Duchening, V'serv Alecha Olofanecha Asiroseinu Ka'ola Ucha Korobon. These are very interesting words, very beautiful and poetic words, may we say, but obviously there's a special reason why Chazal have employed these words. So what's Asiro Seinu mean? Asiro is one of the Loshans of Tefillah, usually translated as entreating. We ask Hashem, let our entreaties, our tefillahs be Sarah, be pleasing to you, like Korbonos. So he quotes the Gemara in Sukkah, Yudalad, Amud Aleph. He says, why is Tefillah of Tzadikim, this is referring to Yitzchak, where it says, Vayeta Yitzchak l'nechach ishto, why is the Loshan Eser used there, which means a pitchfork? Says in brackets. Why is the tefillah of tzaddikim compared to a pitchfork? Lo maloch, it's to tell you, just as a pitchfork is used to turn over the tevuah from one place to another place, similarly the tefillah of tzaddikim is mahapech, it goes up to the upper left column here, is mahapech, the das of Kodesh Baruch Hu, from midas achzorius kivyochol, midas adin, to midas rachmonos, to midas harachamim. The tefillah of tzaddikim is like a pitchfork. It throws things over from bad to good. And the Bereishis Rabbah, he says that he turns over the gezerah, and that's why the tefillah is called asiro. Then he explains, we say, let it be acceptable to you, Hashem, ka'ola ucha korbon. All right, like ka'ola and like a korbon, because the tefillahs nowadays are in the place of korbonos. As we explained in the Birchas HaShachar, okay, lower paragraph, back to the right side now, about Amir's Korbonos, we say the Korbonos in the morning, it should be in place of the Korbonos. Then he's got a little Arichos, and perhaps the bottom line is just to say as follows, that our tefillah, we say this special Bakosho here, that our tefillahs should be in place of Korbonos, because this is the appropriate Hakdomo to Birchas Kohanim. And I was wondering, what is the double Loshon Ka'ola Ucha Korobon? Because surely Ola is a kind of Korobon. So he explains, Ola means Olas HaTomid, and Korobon means a Korobon Musaf. And it stems nicely with the Loshon, because the Tomid is usually called Olas HaTomid, and the Musaf is usually called Korobon Musaf. So Ola Ka'korobon means that... And both should be pleasing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Yeah. That's why it's
yeah. Yeah. The schus of the tefillahs should turn over any bad gezeiros to make them good gezeiros in Yitz Hashem, as he says underneath, like the tefillahs mahapech from Midas Adin to Midas Rachamim. So also the Nesias Kapaim has this ability. This is the last two lines, and this is the point we wanted to get to here. That Nesias Kapaim, as it says in Yerushalmi, a posuk says v'kel zayim b'chol yoyim, Hashem has Zaam, has anger every day. And Yerushalmi says, what is Mavachal, that anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day? Rabbi Ovin says, B'Shem Mavachal, Birkas Kahanim Uvateles. Birkas Kahanim. So we see from here, Birkas Kahanim has a tremendous kayach. We see from these introductory words that we say, we're using the word Asiroseinu, and that applies not only to what we've said, but the Birkas Kahanim that's coming is also like an Asiro, like a pitchfork, to turn over anything bad, Cholila, that might have been there, it should all come out good. And that's the Kach of Birkas Kahanim. So now we've added a little bit to our understanding, a little bit more. Birkas Kahanim, it comes from the Oves HaKadoshim, right down to the Kahanim. It's something HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Davka to be done in this way, because that shows the love and respect we have for each other. It has a tremendous Kayach to be Mevatel Gezeiros, and the Shechina itself comes for Birkas Kahanim in order to give us brachos. So let's carry on to a new point now. That was a summary of what we learnt till now. We have a few minutes left in Yitz Hashem to a new point, which is not a new point for Wednesday nights. But anyway, Gemara in Sota says as follows. There's a din that if a Kohen doesn't get moving in the bracha of Ritzeh, he's not okay raglov towards the duch, not for washing, that's beforehand, not okay raglov for in Ritzeh, in Avodah, then he's missed the boat, he may not duchen. That's what the Gemara in Sota says. For Omar Rishon ben Levi, Kol Kohen she'eino Ola ba'Avodah, Shuv eino Ola. If he's not Ola ba'Avodah, he can't be Ola anymore. I can see the clock is moving very fast this morning, so I'll be Makatzer here. And we'll just briefly summarize. The Gemara says, Rabamin Rabasi, who were Kahanim, they didn't seem to go up to the Duchen during the Brach of Avodah. So the Gemara answers, yeah, but they'd made a start already. They couldn't get there in time, but they made a start. The Ikazach is to be Oker Raglov ba'Avodah. And this is very important. In fact, it's so important, you'll see on the back page, there's a whole big page of Mishnah Berurah, which obviously we're not going to do now, but if you look in Halacha Ches at the top on the second line, it says, the Mechaber Paskens, Kishamastel Shatz Ritzei, when the Shatz begins, the words Ritzei, beginning of the Brocha of Avodah, Kol Kain Shebabes HaKnesses, Ner Kamim Komo, every Kain has to move his place, La'alos HaDuchen, to start moving to go up to the Duchen. Vafim Lo Yagi Hashom, even if he doesn't get there till the bracha's finished, it's okay. Avalim lo'akar raglov biritzei, if he doesn't do this, if he doesn't start moving during this bracha of ritzei, up to machzish kenoso litzion, shuv layale, he may no longer go up to duchen. Now this is extraordinary, because the mitzvah of duchening is a mitzvah sasei min ha-Torah. Yet there comes along this bracha, this din of the Gemara that says, if he wasn't okay raglov biritzei ba'avodah, he's missed the boat, he may not duchen, he's not allowed to duchen. Ad kadei kach, that if he went up anyway, many poskim say he's got to go down again. Alright? If he, doesn't matter if he's only going there, if he didn't go up at the right time, he's missed the boat, it's too late. It's too late. If it was a oines, that he wasn't able to go up then, and he went up subsequently, then im ola lo yereid. But if he could have gone up and didn't, that's how powerful this din is to overrule mitzvah sasei min ha-Torah of duchening. The question is, why is that? Why is this such a strong problem if it's not okay raglov biritzei? I looked around, and I came out with the following suggestion. And it's really based on what the chinuch says. The chinuch says, why the kohanim chosen to do the duchening? Because they're dovuk in avodas Hashem, in the Beis HaMikdosh. They're busy all day, the whole being, the whole essence is dveikus with Hashem through the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdosh. We don't have the Avodah, but we have the Brocha of Avodah. Every Kohen needs to understand, he's not a Kohen just because he was born a Kohen. Yes, technically, that's right. But he's a Kohen to give the Brocha, because he is a Kohen from Shevet Kohuna, who are based in the Beis Hamikdash and are meant to be Dovok by Hashem, and therefore the Baruch of Avodah is an essence of what the Kohen is all about. And if a Kohen doesn't connect the fact that he is chosen because he's Dovok by Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash to the fact that he is given the achrayus of giving this bracha, then he's missed the point. He's not roy to give the bracha at that particular time. Another occasion, if he gets it right, it's fine. But there and then, if he wasn't okay, Raglo Ba'avodah, he's missed the point. He is chosen to give the bracha because of his connection with the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. So if, therefore, if he, as it were, decides on this occasion to neglect that by not being okay raglov, that's his decision, then he's missed the boat and he can't give the bracha. And Yitz Hashem, we should all be zeicher that the Kohanim should always be okay ragleihem, and should always zeicher to give the bracha, and all the brachos should give us shalom.
Go over this again.